Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. All right, folks, it's just you and me, and I've got some things I want to talk about. I want to talk about my 2016 predictions. That's right. It's the end of 16, and these are the predictions I made a year ago. If you remember, early January, I gave you these predictions, and I said, this is what's going to happen. And so I'm, as you know, at the end of every year, for the last 16 years now, this is the 16th, I have gone back over my predictions and reconciled them with what actually happened and given myself a score. And that's what I'm going to do right now. So my first prediction last year for 2016 was that Wall Street's digital greed, Washington's anti-business policies, and collusion between the two will continue a moribund economy for small businesses. The small businesses will be unhappy about the economy. Well, the 44-year-old NFIB Small Business Index reported flat Main Street sentiment for the eighth straight year. Remember that? All the times we talked to Bill Duckelberg? Flat, 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 and low, 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 but way below all the averages all year long. Unfortunately, I got that one right. That's going to change. Number two, prediction. With a declining global economy and exhausted financial manipulation options, capital markets will struggle in 2016. I thought that this would be the year that the stock markets would sort of correct themselves. Well, what was I thinking? Applying economic fundamentals in reality to my analysis, right? Because all stock markets indexes are in record territory for the year right now. Who would? I mean, I don't know. I don't get it, but I lost that one. That was a minus one. That was a hit. Prediction number three. Mature Main Street small businesses will fare well in 2016. What actually happened? Small businesses surviving the Great Recession continue to report deleveraging while finding a way to operate profitably in a 2% GDP economy. I call this phenomenon the invisible hand operating. I call it invisible hand operating because the balance sheet gets stronger whether the owner intends it or not, just by surviving. Plus one for me. Number four, economic and regulatory pressures plus demographic trends will perpetuate an unprecedented decline in small business numbers. Very unhappy to make that prediction, but I did. And according to a Gallup report, for the first time in 35 years, American business deaths outnumbered births. Alas, plus one. Very sad to make that prediction and to see that it came true. I was hoping I would miss that one. Number five. New crowdfunding rules for direct investment in small businesses will not become a funding silver bullet for this sector. What actually happened? Well, the SEC made new rules to make it easier for direct investment in small businesses, but it won't change the inherent impediments to direct investment for most small firms, like having unsophisticated financial records and a misalignment of exit expectations. The company owner, the founders, and the investors almost always have misaligned exit expectations. So I don't think it's going to be big. It still isn't a big deal, and I got a plus one on that one. Number six, unlike its investor equity sibling, crowdfunding lending, which is also peer-to-peer, will proliferate with small businesses. Well, a Morgan Stanley reported recently that 2016 peer-to-peer lending grew more than half, from $23 billion to $36 billion, plus one for me. Prediction number seven, Global headwinds, the specter of terrorism, 7 years of anti-business policies, and presidential campaign drama will contribute to a flat U.S. economy in 2016, with annual GDP stuck below 2.5%. I said 2.5. Well, the economy actually grew for like the eighth year in a row under 2%, and that's plus one for me, unfortunately. For the third year in a row, the real economy does not reconcile with a record-breaking stock market. What's wrong with this picture, my friends? Number eight, the perfect storm of slowing global economy, a crude oil glut, new approved exports from U.S. producers, and OPEC's loss of pricing power will keep crude averaging below $50 a barrel. Well, crude averaged about $42 a barrel in 2016, plus one. Number nine. Slow global growth and deflationary threats will prevent the Fed from making more than one rate increase in 2016. You know what, folks? Second year in a row, I predicted that. All my economist friends said I was wrong. But you know what? I was right. Both years. Because the Fed just raised rates in December, second year in a row. I could not see any kind of economic expansion happening under the current regime that would cause the Fed to raise rates. That was the reason I made that prediction. Number 10, Putin and Iran will become more desperate and dangerous. Well, as you know, Putin was more aggressive in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, right? Ukraine, the Crimea, Syria, Iran has its fingers in there. Iran thumbed its nose at Obama after he gave them all that money and did the nuclear deal with them. Plus one, unfortunately. Another prediction. In an unprecedented response to ISIS, moderate Muslims around the globe will denounce intolerance and violence in their names of their religion. Well, hope springs eternal, but we're still waiting on the Muslim majority to take back their religion. I took a hit on that one. All right, number 12. You'll be hearing more about blockchains and distributed ledgers. You know, the Bitcoin stuff, right? Well, I got that one because the financial industry is now introducing blockchains technology, not only for offense, but for defense, because it's a security measure. And the U.S. government will introduce blockchains next year. They announced that this year, so that's another one for me. Here's another prediction. A mere shadow of his former self, Obamacare will continue to collapse under its own structural defect, causing the president's namesake policy to go from legacy icon to caricature. Clearly, the perfect storm timing of more premium increases for the Not-So-Affordable Care Act just prior to Election Day cost that candidate who supported Obamacare to lose, Clinton, and the one who promised to repeal it, Trump, to win. Plus one for me. More predictions and results after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.